Upper Nile State hosts thousands of refugees and returnees from Sudan who have complained about the lack of food in the camps. John Darby is the Deputy Commissioner for Refugee Affairs at the South Sudan Refugee Commission. He says they should focus on building resilience through agriculture and produce food for themselves to alleviate a food crisis.
Nobody should complain. What they should do is strategically think of what they can do now to cultivate the land, get the food from the land, and then use the food to sell so that they make resources. And when they make money, they can pay school fees, they can pay for medical. They can discuss with the community who are hosting them. South Sudanese are very hospitable people. They don't chase people away. They give them what they have.
Darby says the UN and other agencies should help refugees become self-reliant.
You guys in the media need to raise the cap with the international community to raise money and support the Sudanese. Otherwise, it's going to be a humanitarian catastrophe in this part of the world. We talk about the resilience program and then who is going to support it. Let FAO go on the ground, give them the seeds, give them the tools and give them the mechanism on how to cultivate. It's a huge problem. It's beyond us. It's something international community has to come in, particularly the Arab world. What are the Arab world doing? Where is Saudi Arabia? Where is Qatar? Where is Emirates? These are people with the resources. Let them support the Muslim Sudanese.
Deng Jo Angok, the deputy governor of Upper Nile State, says communities across the state could give land to refugees if approached.
Now Rang is overcrowded by returnees and Sudanese refugees who fled the conflict. Rang cannot accommodate them, and Manyo area could not accommodate them all. So we held discussion with host communities, and they agreed to give land that government and NGOs will choose. Thus, the issue of land is sorted out. The communities decided to support refugees. So all is set for returnees and refugees to settle anywhere in the state.
Mohammed Janga Komi, the chairperson of Batil Refugee Camp in Maban County, says some people from the host community are hostile toward refugees.
Regarding the issue of cultivations, some refugees, even they are good farmers, when they go to the farms in order to cultivate, and even the host community can say this is not their homeland and you cannot cultivate here. They are really stopped from that one.
Mohamed Damouk is a resident of Kaya refugee camp in Maban County. He says the Sudanese community is threatening to return to Blue Nile State in Sudan. He says some Sudanese refugees would prefer to relocate in Blue Nile State before the rainy season, which is scheduled to start in May or June.
No, if there's no food on August, they will go Blue Nile. Even the hunger of rainy season is very serious than one of dry season. They said a lot in South Sudan. So if somebody have a ability of going, they'll go out like this before rainy season.
The governor of Upper Nile State, James Odok Oyai, urged UN agencies last week to support the Sudanese refugees. He said they and returnees in Wadakona are in dire need of assistance and have been allegedly receiving support from the state government. World Food Programme said last week that it received $1.4 million from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to help over 35,000 malnourished children who are affected by the conflict in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.